I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Women in Saudi Arabia have not given up their campaign to get behind the wheel, but the fiercely conservative Saudi government isn't giving them a green light. This week, five Saudi Arabian women were arrested for driving in the coastal city of Jeddah. Saudi activists are calling the arrests an escalation on the part of authorities. Iman Al-Nafjan authors the blog Saudi Women. She's in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Iman, the women who were arrested have now been released, but I wonder if the arrests themselves have a chilling effect on other women who might want to take to the roads.
The risk has always been there. Women have never reached their destination when they drive. They're arrested, taken to the police station, and made to sign a pledge that they will not drive again, and their male guardians are also brought in and made to sign the same pledge.
Is it clear how many women are out there driving or have tried driving in the past?
A day has gone by since June 17th. Without at least two, three women driving and reporting it on Twitter or posting a video.
Two or three women, I mean, I guess that's kind of a record, but it's, you know, really, is it significant in terms of all of Saudi Arabia?
The number of women who do know how to drive are very few because we do not have women driving schools. One estimate says that there are only 45,000 across the country. So out of 45,000, how many of these women want to make this kind of statement? Not that many. And it's risky. You have to keep in mind when you go out driving that you might spend the night in jail.
Well, as is the case with many things we're talking about on the program today, in fact, the campaign has gone to social media, and we know that there are women and potential women drivers in Saudi Arabia who are going on Twitter, and there's a particular hashtag, Women2Drive, the number 2Drive, where you can see posts aiming to connect Saudi women who already drive or know how to drive with Saudi women who want to learn how to drive. They say that these requests are going to be handled confidentially. Do we know if this is working?
And a lot of these women are beginning to be fearful because it has become such a political issue. I think it's great that there is this program, but I don't think it's too long term to actually give us any real results. I think that we should be working towards to actually have the government establish driving schools for women.
The government establish
women sneaking around and teaching each other.
Having the government establish driving schools for women. I understand there is also another Twitter post today saying, women, if you're going on vacation, enroll in a driving school in your destination. Do you, as you kind of look ahead to see where all of this is going, can you imagine a time, years from now maybe, when thousands of women drivers in Saudi Arabia are going to be taking to the roads?
Yes, I can. I've seen the same reaction to satellite dishes. I've seen the same reaction to the internet. I've seen the same reaction to cell phones. When cell phones first came to Saudi Arabia, you had to get a special license, and they were only allowed for men. And now everybody has one.
All right. Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you more to see how the campaign among Saudi women to start driving is going. Iman Al-Nafjan authors the blog Saudi Women. She spoke to us from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. In fact, our listeners can see videos of Saudi women on the road at our website, theworld.org. We'll make a link to your blog as well, Iman. Thank you.
Thank you so much.